that was kind of the high level, really big sweeping changes for us in the last year.
Yep.
And even though we had sort of put some of these changes into motion earlier on, maybe we had set an intention, I don't think they would have happened. Honestly, they wouldn't have been as well if we didn't have everything fall apart. As far as health and fitness
Right.
goes, because we're not gonna get too deep on those bigger things. But health and fitness wise, what was some major lessons that you walked away from, whether it was things that maybe you just never gave the time for, or maybe things that you just completely rediscovered or discovered for the first time?
Right. I'd say the first thing that comes to my mind, because we talked about this a little bit earlier,
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And today we are celebrating a milestone.
Celebrating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we survived.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
So, for everybody who has been with us over the last year, then there'll be some slight recaps in here. But for those who maybe joined us at some point in the last year, this will be kind of a nice catch up. You can kind of hear. Because we're going to talk about the last year, which is it's the anniversary of the start of the pandemic. So I'm sure everybody's been hearing loads about this. I mean, it's all over the news. I think anytime that there's a milestone, we all tend to get a little reflective and sentimental. And because the past year was so damn difficult, it's really human nature to try and find the good and to like walk away from this horrific experience saying, we learned something. So, you know what? We're going to do the same thing on today's podcast, and we're going to talk about lessons learned in the pandemic. And because we are addicted to fitness, we're going to take the health and fitness
Absolutely.
Lessons. I think we've all had life lessons, but that's not really our show. So we're just gonna go the health and fitness and apply it to everything else.
Exactly. I mean, they're intertwined. So
yes,
you know, your health is definitely intertwined with those life lessons. So
yes,
they're one and the same.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into the actual start of our main topic, we always have to say thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. If you have shared this podcast with somebody recently, you are awesome. Thank you for doing so. Please continue to.
Yeah, so easy to do.
Because it is. I mean, it's just a little button, just an option to share.
That's it.
You can share it on your Instagram, say, hey, I just found this kick-ass podcast by these two people who are a little bit insane, but, you know, I totally feel them. It's good. And then also, thank you for leaving a rating and review, hint, hint, especially in the Apple podcast.
Apple podcast.
That is a great place if you have a review, because that rating and review, which I think Nick always likes to chime in here.
Yes.
What rating and review are you looking for?
5 stars only.
Okay, there we go.
You know.
That actually helps us be discoverable by other people. So it's not just because we have a narcissistic need for, you know, external approval.
I don't know.
It doesn't hurt, like, but
referring to somebody specific when you say that.
But, but we really do need your reviews in order to keep the podcast being discovered by new people. And that's why we record this thing.
Awesome.
We're here to help people.
Exactly right. So, thank you for those, and let's jump into the training recap.
Yeah, you can go first.
I'm going to go first, yes, because I am very chivalrous. I'll go first. Anywho, another great week of training. I am putting the streaks together 2 weeks in a row of 5 days in a row of training. Monday through Friday, I feel like I got a good routine. So I can do spinning Monday and Thursday, kettlebell Tuesday, Friday, and then usually body weight workout on Wednesday.
Nice.
And that has seemed to be working out pretty well. So I can sustain it. And
it's been, you know, your workouts been working out.
My workouts have been working out. Exactly right. Wow, you're really proud of yourself for that one, aren't you? So
If I had sound effects, I would have inserted them right there.
I feel like that type of regimen is helping me get through relatively injury free and pain free. I mean, some soreness, which is good, but also it's sustainable, which I need. So, you know, every once in a while, if I get a second at the gym, I'll do some weights and stuff like that. Some more dumbbell training and things like that. But that's kind of the regimen, what I do in the morning.
It's kind of like your maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everything of those has been going good, you know. So I think I'm going to kind of talk about it more, but in our lessons we learned in the pandemic portion about a little bit more about our workouts. So, but that's what I got for my training recap. Another great week of 5 workouts this week.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of yourself.
Yeah, and I should say, the workouts usually last about 25 minutes or so from warm-up to completion.
Yeah.
25 minutes. So, I'm not somebody who gets, just our time constraints. I don't have a lot of time. So, yeah. But I feel like I get a good workout in that 25 minutes. It is high intensity. I will say that.
Yeah. I've seen them. I can adjust. Well, very good.
What about you?
Congrats. This week I had a four-day training week.
Mm-hmm.
I took Monday off because I was just really tired.
Mm-hmm.
but I got the other 4 days in. I did one or two Pelotons. I think I did one. And then I did a yoga, and then I did a bar class and on Peloton, and then I did a Pilates class on Peloton.
Wow.
So I shifted the early part of the week. I shifted into my like more strength and focus a little less on like cardio.
Uh-huh.
I started the week off with Peloton, but then after that I just kind of transitioned into doing a bit more strength training, and I've been trying this method and it's been really working for me. Kind of not doing necessarily like the same week every day, like kind of following a routine the same every week, but really going with kind of what my body feels ready for. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in our learnings, but I felt great. Like I did, and I didn't do like easy. If you take in a bar or a Pilates class, like they're high intensity, but they're not high impact.
Right.
And so like I'm sweating. I've burned as many calories as if I was on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I was doing tiny little muscle movements, or I've just been, you know, like holding poses or something. Mm-hmm. It's crazy the difference, but I mean, I can feel that burn even longer.
Right.
So it was nice to have a switch from like more of like, I was doing more HIIT and more cardio kind of last week to a bit more strength this past week.
Yeah. Isometric strengths. So good for you.
So I did use the little baby weights, though.
Safe for you. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Bar uses weights.
Oh. Did you look that you used the little dumbbells we have?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can't use heavy weights.
I did not know that.
Yeah, hold those bitches up. It's tough.
Hmm. Yeah, do it. Little sailor talk in here.
Really?
Really? All right. So let's go into it. Let's get into the main topic. I'm going to throw it over to you to guide us on this main topic.
Say this because you're like, this was your idea.
Yep.
If
people start tuning out, it's all on Chad. No, it's a good, like you said, recaps are always interesting, especially a recap. I think everybody's almost been, it's been everywhere in the news lately about the basically we're 1 year into mm-hmm. pandemic.
Yep.
So see how far we've come. So now we're going to see how far we've come as...
Yes. So as kind of just a scene setter and to give you the update on us, to give you the background on our lives. A year ago, I was at a different job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a lot of pain. I was not happy at the job, and it was really difficult for me. And at the same time, we had just put our house on the market mm-hmm. after like 2 months of busting our butts.
Yep.
We redid the bathroom, we repainted cabinets, walls, we like cleared out half of our belongings, and we did landscaping and just all kinds of stuff. We had busted our butts to get this sucker up there, and we put it up in early March. So it had been on the market for 2 weeks. The rumblings about a pandemic coming hit, and then the pandemic started. And basically, it was a rapid decline for a bit.
Yeah.
I got laid off, which I think if anyone's ever been laid off, you don't have to necessarily love your job in order to just feel like someone has pulled the floor out from underneath you. And it's like, I didn't even have a chance to grab on to anything. It was mm-hmm. just free fall. Where do you go from here? And it was just, I've survived 8 rounds of layoffs prior to that and without ever having been laid off. So it was like a really big emotional, mental barrier. So that was a really big kind of trauma for me. At the same time, everything's shutting down. So Nick is watching as his ability to do his job is restricted, and to the point where you actually had to add sort of a new function in your job,
right?
Which was to rapidly learn how to do virtual training.
Yep.
And it was something we talked about. I think like you and your, the person you work with, you've right. talked about it before, but it was always like, oh yeah, sure, we'll do that someday. We'll do a little bit of that. We do a little bit of videos, whatever. And all of a sudden now you're just thrown in to have to learn how to do it right. like rapid fire. So we had essentially, the shutdown was difficult for everybody. You're right. also completely isolated. And a lot of my family, a lot of your family are very far away.
Yeah.
And so we had no way of really seeing them. And like we were scheduling FaceTimes and just video calls just to try to maintain contact with those we loved.
Yeah.
And then the free fall went on, I think, for me a little bit because I was unemployed. Ella's school shut down.
Yep.
So I was also full-time caretaker and of a 2.5-year-old. And I was also trying to find a job. And I was networking and doing everything I could. So I think my free fall lasted a little bit, but I managed to get back on my feet. Long story short, I got a job.
Yep.
A job that is wonderful and I think fit so many things I didn't even know I needed. It was just like that. It was almost like everything had to fall to pieces for me to realize the path that was open
right.
and that was a good fit for me. With people I could trust. So that was huge after mm-hmm. 2 months of the free fall.
Yeah.
And you actually started to see your clients not just picking up with the virtual, but you got them coming back to the gym. Yeah,
we opened back up in May.
And almost right after I started the job, we got someone that was interested in buying our house, even though our house was not even on the market anymore.
Right. Yeah, it was temporary off the market.
Yeah, because we had a contract on a house when I lost my job, and we had let it go.
Yep.
And that was also kind of heartbreaking. And we had taken our house off the market, obviously, because we didn't want to be homeless. Crazy, I know. So yeah, that was the start for us. Yeah. That was where we started. And that was like the first few months of the pandemic, which, yeah, you just kind of think, what the hell can come of this? But from that came a totally new way for you to be able to work, new flexibility.
Right.
I actually found a job that I really enjoy. And we also ended up selling our old house in the middle of the pandemic. And then getting, you know, the mortgage rates were low. We actually found an amazing house, way better than the house that we had originally put a contract down for.
Brand new house.
Brand spanking new. And it checked all of our boxes. Like, it just, it fit us. Everything fit. And from there, it was adjusting. It was moving, lifting. It was just dramatic change followed by an adjustment period to our new lives and trying to find a balance between living in the pandemic, working in the pandemic, and everything else that came out of it. And we also managed to stay in touch with friends and family.
Yep.
So, and I think maybe with some even better than we had before.
Yeah, reconnected with people we probably haven't been into contact with for a while, you know?
Yeah. So that was kind of the high level, really big sweeping changes for us in the last year.
Yep.
And even though we had sort of put some of these changes into motion earlier on, maybe we had set an intention, I don't think they would have happened. Honestly, they wouldn't have been as well if we didn't have everything fall apart.
Right.
So, as far as health and fitness goes, because we're not going to get too deep on those bigger things.
Yeah.
But you can go back and listen to some of our other podcasts from the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can probably hear a little bit more about various parts.
Mm-hmm.
But health and fitness wise, what was some major lessons that you walked away from, whether it was things that maybe you just never gave the time for, or maybe things that you just completely rediscovered or discovered for the first time?
Right. I'd say the first thing that comes to my mind, because we talked about this a little bit earlier, but my first thing is the importance of supplementation and medication. So for someone personally like me, I've always been pretty big on supplements. I don't take a ton. But, you know, we've talked about my care of supplements. You know, I do annual blood work, so I see what kind of nutrients or other blood markers I need to supplement for. So, and then, of course, we talked ad nauseum about the importance of vitamin D during the pandemic. So really being diligent about that, being diligent about zinc supplementation, finding some of the best zinc supplements, you know, we could get over the counter was a huge thing for me. Obviously our collagen, things like that. But of course this year, you know, I did my blood work, and I think I've mentioned this, you know, at least in the last 2 months, is that, you know, my cholesterol is still high. So I finally, after trying so many different things of non-prescription methods in order to lower it, I decided that it was time to, you know, put my faith in medicine, or Western medicine for, I guess, a better description, and start taking medication. So it's actually probably give you guys an update in a few weeks about what it looks like now after my first about 30, probably on about my first 45 days of taking cholesterol medication. So, but, you know, really, like I said, being a little bit more reliant on supplementation and or now medication is something that I didn't really focus on as much before the pandemic.
Yeah, and I think it helped the fact that we were reading a lot of studies too, and keeping up with how important it was to get your body to as peak performance as you can to keep yourself positioned should, you know, the COVID come for you.
Right. And I mean, that was another thing. I mean, I got tested 4 times during the last year and do mostly from 3, I know specifically due to potential exposure, and all of them negative, luckily. But yeah, that's something that was, you know, I think maybe it's also kind of falls under that heading of being a little bit more using the resources that I'm fortunate enough to have as far as medical services and, you know, relying on them because they can be very beneficial to you if you have access to them. So using them, not trying to, I guess, just rub dirt on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that too, but I'm also a fan of doing this, I think, more so after this year.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's one of the lessons you learned?
Well, I think kind of going along the same lines, but I learned to prioritize myself, which sounds really selfish. But I, since becoming a parent, I have tended to neglect my own care and in a lot of different ways too. I mean, I'm not like starving or anything. I don't make time to take care of myself.
Right.
It's instead, it's like, oh, well, like this perfect situation happened to happen, you know, like once every 2 months and I'll you know, do a self-care night. Like, that's going to do anything for me. And, you know, every once in a while I would, you know, I'd meditate if I had a few minutes in the middle of the day or something, or if I was driving somewhere. But I didn't have a choice to prioritize myself because it was the only way that I could survive. Because I hit rock bottom in pretty much most ways, actually, except probably for, thankfully, I had my health for the past year. And that was literally the only thing that I felt like I had. You know, like when the world's falling down around you, and you have nothing to stand on, you just kind of go with the flow. You can't help it. And I think I had to figure out, like, I knew I still had to take care of Ella. I still had to, you know, it's just the role that I've been, and I knew I had to keep doing it. So I couldn't do it if I didn't take care of myself. That was kind of the wall I ended up hitting, was I can't take care of anybody if I don't take care of myself. My additional lessons, a lot of them kind of fall out of that, because just like I think a lot of people in our lives, we had a chance to prioritize, reprioritize things we've not had the luxury, quote unquote, to prioritize before, just because the world has been going so fast. And I think it was needed. Like, I know that I needed a reboot. And instead of it being something I picked away and chipped away at over a long period of time, it was like I got a hard reboot, a hard opportunity to take a look and say, Shannon, you're going down an unhealthy path. You know, you've lost good habits. Your mental health is suffering. Your physical health will follow if you do not get a grip on this. And I'm not 100% great. I'm not saying I'm like super awesome at it, but I know I need to do it, and I'm better at it now. So biggest lesson of all, I think that was probably my biggest one.
Nice. I would say that's huge, you know.
Yeah.
That's to put it lightly, or put it, you know, to undersell it, I guess.
Well, you hear people say it all the time, like, oh, well, you can't give from an empty cup. Yeah. And you sit there and you go, yeah, right. Like, you don't, I don't have time for that. Like, yeah. That's nice to say, but I don't have time for that.
But yeah, but you're, like you said, we try not, we don't prioritize it because we think we don't have time for it. But then
right. When
you start giving, when you are taking better care of yourself, whatever your whatever it may be, advice or care is so much more improved. You know, like I said, you're not trying to do everything at once while being drained already. You know, like I said, I think you're more efficient when you're taking care of yourself when it comes to giving care.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. It was like about efficiency. It was more of just feeling like I wasn't able to do it. Feeling like if I didn't take care of myself, trying to take care of somebody else, it felt so much harder.
Right.
I mean, it felt like an uphill battle that I was always losing.
Right. No,
I like it. And it's just, yeah. All I wanted was to be able to do it and not feel completely drained. And I wanted to be, and I, like you said, I did want to be able to be better at it.
Right.
And be able to be present and enjoy it and, you know, all these things. But yeah, I didn't want to feel drained all the time. That's what I was.
Yeah. So what methods are you doing to or avoid that?
Well, kind
of part of your next lesson?
Yeah, they kind of go into my other lessons. So I have like two or three that I'll go into. But did you want to go, or do you want me to just keep going?
Just go.
Okay.
Go for it. I got another one, but you're on a roll. Give us one of those.
On a roll. So yeah, the first one is, and this has been a big one. Another one, it's like for the first time in my, well, not for the first time, but for probably the most important time. The only other time I really had to do this was when I had had Ella. I had postpartum anxiety, and I had to get a grip of that because I had, like, it was just sucking the life out of me. Anybody who's had postpartum anxiety knows what I'm talking about. It's not postpartum depression. It's just postpartum anxiety, where you are constantly anxious about everything. That was probably one of the other times that I realized I really had to get a grip on my mental health. But I don't think I've ever been so dedicated and willing to prioritize my mental health time, to prioritize time on my mental health, than I have this past year. Mm-hmm. I actually started out when I was just job hunting, when I was just, you know, at home taking care of Ella, I prioritized my time. I said, my time for this during those 2 months, it did not go to working out. It went to meditating. Uh-huh. It went to just sitting in silence and just breathing. It went to just anything that I could use to like do self-reflection or anything to work on my mental health and to really make that my top focus for me. And it's carried on throughout the entire year. And now it's how I start my days.
Right.
You know, it's become like this wonderful ritual that starting my days in quiet and just reflection and meditation is my favorite way to start the day.
Nice.
So that was one of my other big ones.
Good. Yeah, I would say like one of mine would be like focus on recovery. You know, it's I know I just got done talking about how happy I am with 5-day workouts, or, you know, 5 days a week of workouts, 5 workouts a week. Jeez, I'll frame it right one of these days. But yeah, but then I also alluded that, I mean, my workouts are 25 minutes. High intensity, but each one starts with a 5 to 10 minute stretch session. So it's like focusing on that type of recovery. Luckily, you gave me a mini Theragun for my birthday, right? Birthday or Christmas, I can't remember. It's one of those.
They're only a week apart.
And of course, I have my stretching and massage gun appointment on a weekly basis that I've been able to maintain. So focusing on that and, you know, trying to prioritize, you know, recovery and sleep, I think, are hand in hand. So trying to do a better job of getting good sleep, whether it be with supplements or CBD, which I guess you can consider a supplement, and, you know, cutting off, you know, kind of getting a good habit, never that was in a bad habit of drinking or anything like that. So just really focusing on during the week, working hard, recovering hard, you know. I don't know if you can call recovering hard as the way to go, but using different methods to recover.
A good focus on working out and then as good focus on recovery.
Yes, exactly.
I'd say you got balance back.
Exactly. Really. There you go. That's good. Getting my balance between recovery and working out.
Yeah.
Getting it back in check.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of my lessons I learned this year.
It's awesome.
What about you? You got another one to throw out there?
I have two more if you're willing.
All right, let's go.
So I ended up going back to, but I ended up adding some more activities back into my life. I brought bar back in, I brought Pilates back in, I brought running, jogging, whatever you want to call it, back in. But I've been doing it all to a different pace. So instead of thinking of my weeks and my days as, you know, every day has to be the same, every week has to be the same, I instead look at kind of my month. And why that is all down to hormones. Mm-hmm. I started reading up on endocrinology, specifically for women, all about how the hormones in our body, I mean, granted, men and women both have hormones. Let's just get that out there for anybody that's going, oh, it's getting girly. No, it actually has to do with the fact I am a female, but it's down to the fact that my hormones work on a 28-day cycle, whereas yours as a man work on a 24-hour cycle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 28 days.
Short and sweet.
24 mm-hmm. hours. Big damn difference. So once I kind of started understanding these differences and exactly why that matters, because, everything in my life has previously been on a 24-hour cycle. And looking at every single day the same and feeling like, well, there's just some days I feel like I can't do it. And it made me feel like I was doing it wrong. So this learning has really opened up my eyes. And I've spent, especially the last several months, I started learning about this a while ago, but I dove back in head first, really went in. And it's just been such a great thing because it finally feels like, instead of swimming upstream against the current in rapids, I feel like I'm more or less learning to go with the flow, mm-hmm. go with the rhythm. And so my workouts now don't change. Like, they're not like on a daily basis. It's on a monthly basis. So I will start off my workouts doing, like, you know, I start out with doing really heavy, like in more intense, high intensity interval training, you know, heavy Peloton, like, you know, intense classes. And I will do all of that when I know that my hormones are like on the rise, you know, and I've got just come off like a period or something, and you're just like, you feel like your energy is just going again. And then as I get through the first half of the month, I switch and I focus into more strength and more strength and just sort of flexibility kind mm-hmm. of things. So I do a lot more yoga. I do a lot more those intense workouts like barre and Pilates, but they're not impact.
Yeah.
They're not like cardio, like I've got to go get on. Those workouts drain the crap out of me the second half of the month. And then as I get back into like my period again, I know that I need to focus on like mobility and just like stretching, yoga, just things that are going to move me, but they're not going to drain my energy, because what happens in my body is ridiculously draining. Mm-hmm. And it's finally just learning to live with kind of what my body needs.
Right.
So I'm still just learning, like I'm scraped the tip of the iceberg, but that has been probably the most profound learning lesson of, you know, physically of my year.
Wow.
Probably longer than that. I'd say probably one of the bigger physical lessons, like, of my adult life.
Yeah. Good. That's big.
Yeah. And then my last one was just my mornings. Yeah. Getting back and finding a routine. I struggled all year.
Yeah.
I feel like in the last 2 months or so, I finally gotten back, or not gotten back, I finally discovered something. So, key, if you can't figure something out, just try again. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, my last one is kind of short and sweet. And I think the lesson I learned is that people need people. And I know that's a weird kind of thing for health and fitness, but, you know, Shannon alluded to, like, how the gym was shut down. Then when we opened back up in May 15th, it was 2 months later, the amount of people that came back, even though we were in the grips of the pandemic still, was, I mean, almost, I would say, over 80%, 90%.
Yeah.
And even when we put the stipulation...
In terms of, like, you operating at capacity.
Even our operating procedures, like, we can only have so many people in the gym at a time. You know, everybody's got to be transparent about how they're feeling on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You know, I had those exposures, and we knew that was going to happen, and just had to be upfront and honest with people. And even through that, people were still coming to the gym, and they were still looking to work out and making exceptions, working out outside, working over the phone. I know that's not in person, but still there is contact, even though
it's virtually. One-on-one. Yeah. It's one-on-one engagement.
So, and that kind of spilled into what we allude to about, you know, talking to more people that we haven't talked to in a long time, doing the FaceTimes and everything like that. So, we've had people that we care about who are struggling with mental health issues and, you know, personal issues and
major health issues.
And it's like, it's just, I feel like, it's just people are social creatures. And I'm obviously, it was something I always knew, but I think this last year told me how important it really is. How important it is to make sure we have interaction with friends and families and others. I mean, shoot, doesn't even have to be friends, but just with people and civil interactions. You know, it's not about, you know, you know, getting in confrontation about masks somewhere. It's about just finding your common ground that we're all trying to move through this life and this situation as the most current situation. We're trying to all navigate it together. And I know some of us have different views, but as long as we can act civil with each other, we can actually build up relationships that are even stronger than, I think, before the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we really value it more. Yeah, people, and kind of goes to that what I said, people need people. So it's like you can't be a hermit. I think that idea of Netflix and chill by not yourself, a healthy one. And Uber Eats is that is the, you know, that's the antithesis of health and fitness. You know, so it's interaction to whatever extent we can have at this point, and it's getting better and better, I think, every day. We're getting more access to interaction. We got to keep striving for that.
Yeah.
We can't.
Don't give up.
Yeah. We can't be, and it's hard for me to say you can't be afraid because there are some people that need to be cautious.
It's okay to be afraid.
Yes.
That's true.
Luckily, there are
methods be brave.
Now. Yeah, there are methods now for you can have that interaction that's going to keep your spirit, for a lack of a better word, alive.
Yeah.
You know, the physical self is one thing, and we've talked about it a lot about what we can do with that, but it's the mental and, you know, dare I say, spiritual self that you got to cultivate through interactions and experiences and just things that you can't always get by just, you know, lifting. You could get them from lifting weights or exercise and things like that, but I think there's a different type of experience you get when you have kind of personal relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's it. I think that's what I've, that's just, I guess, kind of a small synopsis of what I learned over the last year.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know,
So many things.
We normally go into the what's got us pumped section now, but I think that was a great way to go out on.
Yeah, and to be honest, we are really just so damn glad that we've made it.
Right. Yes.
Made it with these lessons.
Yeah.
We've gone through struggles, true. We've been lucky in a lot of ways, but we've also, we've just kept going. We've proven our resiliency. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're still learning.
The collective we, folks. We're talking about you.
Yeah,
too.
We you, as in
us.
All of the people who are with us listening, all the people who have been here listening. We did it.
And all those who are listening to
future. And we're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to keep coming back with more health and fitness news for you guys on a weekly basis. So tune in, share with a friend, give that rating review, and anything else for them?
Yeah, I have to give a special thank you to the person who tipped us off for this topic, Katie C. If you've made it this far listening to this podcast, not only is it awesome that you actually listen to this podcast, but good job for making it this long.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.
Try your best.
You're still missing it. You're supposed to just say,
give it the old college try.
Why are you saying try like I'm going to miss? You jerk.
Oh, sorry. All right.